Good morning. We are now continuing with our topic of women's head coverings, and we are going to start the specific area of those who have the minhag that not only does a woman after marriage cover her hair, but she also shaves off her head, shaves off her hair, and covers thereon. So in fact, our question for today in particular is this just a minhag to cut off the hair, or in fact, is this close to, or mi'ikar adin, is there a basis in halacha for this, or is it simply a minhag? So we'll start with a tshuva by the Bri Hasada that was asked the following question. There was a certain shochet in a town that his wife would go with her hair uncovered. And the question was, because we see that as an indication, maybe he is not strict about halacha because his wife is going with her hair uncovered, is it permitted to eat from his shechita? And the Pri Hasada responded that this is really not even a question, because it says explicitly in Shulchan Aruch that mumar le'achad mishar avera, somebody who violates, who's a mumar, actively violates an avera, could be different types of mumarim lahachis, he does it on purpose, flagrantly, but we'll leave that aside. He just brings this as the halacha that violates a halacha. We need to check his shechita knife. In other words, what are you saying according to the Rambam? So what he's saying here, in other words, is that we cannot rely on him. We have to check into his shechita. And he says, applying that halacha to this case, he is a mumar le'avera achas. He's saying that because the wife goes without her hair covered, he is a mumar when it comes to those halachas of head coverings. And he says, even more so, he may be violating another area halacha as a result of that, is that when somebody, begilui sa'ar be'isha, when somebody is going with their hair uncovered, there's another concern here that when she has hair on the head and doesn't shave off her head, there's a concern that there's a chatzitza when she goes and tovels a mikvah. And accordingly, this shochet is not only a mumar ledavar echad, because his wife doesn't cover her hair, but also he is chashud also on iser nida, because maybe when his wife is toveling b'mikvah, she goes into the mikvah, she's not careful about her hair being a chatzitza, and accordingly, he may be violating the Isurim of Nida as well. So that is a very severe comment by the Pri Hasada, and he's strongly implying or stating explicitly that it is absolutely required to remove the hair. It's required that a married woman shave off her hair because of the concern that it may not be a kosher tefillah. Now, truth be told, it's very difficult to say this is anything but a chumrah, a minhag, and it's very difficult to say that this is mi'ikar adin, because according to those people who are strict about this, even they, when a woman is getting married, a girl is getting married, she tovels b'mikvah, she goes to the mikvah with her hair on still. So apparently it's not mi'ikar adin. That's what the Chasam Sofer says, that although they may have the minhag of taking off the hair thereafter, but the first tefillah before marriage is with the hair still on. And in addition, after childbirth, they go to the mikvah also, having grown out hair, and apparently it is not mi'ikar adin. So the postulates of the Gemara and the real the poskim not discussing this issue is that we have to be very careful about doing the proper preparations and combing out the hair. And when we tovel, we have to have somebody watching to make sure that the hair doesn't float to the top of the water. But other than all those precautions, it would not be required, strictly speaking, to shave off the hair as well. And in fact, that is what Rav Avadi Yosef says in his Tshuvas Yabia Omer. He brings down this Pri Hasada, and he says, look at the minhagim of the Sephardic women from all generations, that they have never cut off their hair. V'chalila lahaliz. Halimosam chas v'shalom, that somebody should say something, that they're doing something wrong. These are tzidkanios, these are very righteous women. Chas v'shalom, it should be stated that they are violating the very severe prohibitions of Nida, because that they are not toveling correctly. And he goes on and says that at the Tazmain of Chazal, at the time of the Gemara and thereafter, there was no concept of cutting off the hair because of a concern of not having a kosher tefillah in the mikvah. So that is the view of Rav Avadya Yosef and other poskim as well. Nonetheless, there are other poskim in addition to the Pri Hasadah that are of the view that the hair has to be shaven off after marriage. There's a Sefer B'tuv Yerushalayim who talks about the minhag in Yerushalayim, what that was always to cut off the hair, to shave off the hair, and then people came and innovated, and they said that you don't have to, and these are his words, Hayumatni Mazi Yerushalayim. There's a requirement in Yerushalayim Shemiyad that immediately after the marriage, the Kala would shave off her hair, all the hair of her head, Kefi HaMinhag HaMikuba Ma'avoseinu HaKdoshim, as was the minhag that was accepted from our ancestors, until the Chadashim, those who came and innovated, and they reverted back to the Iker Din Torah, and they said that it's enough that women should just cover their hair, they don't have to shave it off. Then here the Sefer B'tuv Yerushalayim says, what was the result of that? That in fact, itchilu legalos mesarseim, because they had hair back on their heads, because they weren't shaving it, they started showing a little bit of the hair on the sides, in front, and at the end of the day, they are violating with this the Isser of Das Yehudis, which is a requirement that Jewish women adhere to the dress as was customarily done, the tznius requirements as was customarily done, even that when not required by the Torah. If it's required by the Torah, that's Das Moshe. Das Yehudis is what women customarily accepted upon themselves, even though not strictly speaking required, and that Das Yehudis becomes an obligation as well. So accordingly, if people stop shaving their hair, that is a violation of Das Yehudis. The Darkei Tshuva also is fairly strict on this. He says it's Leinu B'nei Ashkenaz talking about Ashkenazim, in contrast to Rav Avadya Yosef talking about Sfaradim. We have accepted upon ourselves the Isser to not go with the hair uncut. In other words, the requirement to cut the hair, to shave off the hair. And he says very strong language about this, V'kevan shezehu min hamnim na'oz, because it is impossible to be careful in our houses to not show any of the hair. Accordingly, they're very strict to cut off the hair. And he says, V'chol she'ena misaperes leprutza teichashev, anyone who doesn't shave off the hair is promiscuous, as he says, as many gedolim have written in their tshuvas. Nonetheless, obviously this goes without stating that the majority of Kol Yisrael is lenient in this, not even lenient. It doesn't even register that this would be a requirement. So accordingly, those who are noheg to do it, it would be a requirement for them. But those who are not noheg to do it, it would absolutely not be a requirement for them as well. And Emir Zashem, in the future, we will also get to the question of how about somebody who it's her family's minhag to take off all the hair, but she marries somebody, the man who it's not his minhag, and he desires that she not do so. What does she have to follow? And on that, we will end. Have a wonderful day.